Identification plans have a rocky history in Ivory Coast. 1 year ago, a similar effort to identify undocumented citizens ended in bloody clashes between President Laurent Gbagbo's supporters and opposition members. The latest peace agreement was signed early in March in the capital of Burkina Faso, Ouagadougou, and many former fighters still do not have proper documentation, and without that, they are unable to vote. Ivory Coast analyst Daniel Balancourty, a researcher with the London-based Chatham House, says even though President Gbagbo signed the peace agreement, he and his supporters may still threaten the process.
The underlying ideology and point of view of these people has not changed.
But Prime Minister Soro, a former rebel leader, remains confident this peace agreement will do what the previous ones failed to do, stop the violence between the warring sides.
This agreement can make peace in our country if everybody do what he has to do in order to go through the peace process. And now we are on the point to implement this agreement.
Recognition has been a key rebel demand on behalf of millions of undocumented people living in Ivory Coast. Balancourty says people without identification papers are the most vulnerable to abuse by police and others.
Extortion by security forces become a major problem. They say that you're a criminal or something if you don't have an identity card.
In the March peace accord, citizen identification is a key condition to holding the presidential election, now expected to take place early next year. Balancourty says the peace agreement makes it easier than it has been for people to prove their citizenship.
One of the stipulations of the accord was if you have a replacement birth certificate, you can get yourself listed on the voter registration list. And this is a much more simple process than the long procedures that were in place before.
But Balancourty says there are still challenges to holding the presidential election. He says Prime Minister Soro will need to find a way to revive mobile tribunals to issue replacement certificates and to avoid the fraud that many critics said plagued previous identification efforts. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.